Mr. Chairman, distinguished colleagues, a year ago when high contracting parties decided to establish a GGE on lethal autonomous weapon systems, you tasked yourselves with identifying characteristics of laws and elaborating a working definition. And as you know, agreeing on a working definition of laws will be a challenging endeavor, as there are several working definitions already in circulation, and some stakeholders have already stated a preferred policy response. Moreover, each proposed definition attends to a particular set of concerns and characteristics while admitting others. One's position on both an appropriate definition and an adequate policy response ultimately depends on what one is concerned about. Different definitions attend to different sets of concerns, as well as privilege different sets of characteristics. UNIDIR's latest paper, Concerns, Characteristics, and Definitional Approaches, offers an overview of both key concerns and characteristics and illustrates how different definitional approaches attend to these. Deeper understandings of the characteristics described in Section 2 of that paper, as well as using more precise terminology in CCW discussions themselves, will contribute to more focused discussions going forward. The 2017 GGE might make a recommendation to the CCW meeting of high contracting parties to renew the mandate of the GGE in 2018. And this, of course, makes sense, particularly since the 2017 meetings were cut short due to the financial situation of the convention. It is all the more urgent as the underlying technologies are advancing at a pace and at which it is difficult for the international policy discussion to keep up. Going forward, governments that are interested in making progress on addressing the issue of autonomy and weapon systems will need to decide the most productive way to do so in the limited time that is accorded this activity within the disarmament calendar. One concrete approach would be for the high contracting parties to be more specific in the sequencing of activities within the GGE's mandate in order to use the limited time in the most effective way. Mr. Chairman, last year, UNIDIR raised the issue of unintentional risk and accidents in the weaponization of increasingly autonomous technologies and issued an observation report on this topic. This year, we encourage high contracting parties to give deeper consideration of the potential risks of intentional exploitation of cyber vulnerabilities in weapon systems and ask whether lethal autonomous weapon systems would have the same cyber vulnerabilities that we have already seen in conventional weapon systems, or whether there could be new or particularly acute vulnerabilities in systems dependent on machine learning for critical functions. In the interest of time, I'll say more about this Friday during the panel dedicated to cross-cutting issues. I note that at that time, we will also release an observation report on this topic. As part of our phase three work, we have placed particular emphasis on encouraging practical reflection on how incrementally increasing autonomy could be incorporated in existing weapon systems. This is a useful exercise to prompt consideration of how autonomy is likely to develop, in what sorts of timeframes, as well as where different nonlinear technological trajectories might lead. We look forward to sharing these observations with you in a short brief in the coming months. Finally, building on its work on algorithmic bias and optimization earlier this year, in the coming months, UNIDIR will release additional reports on machine learning in adversarial environments and decision points in autonomous systems. I would like to thank the German Federal Foreign Office for its support of phase three of this project. The papers and audio files from public events of all three phases of the project dating to 2013 are available on our website. And funding permitting, UNIDIR looks forward to continuing to support your work in 2018. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.